Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. The sport of rodeo is a fascinating watch. Some of the events are affected by the old-fashioned stopwatch. Others go back to the heritage days of ranching, where large farm animals did the heavy hauling. Today, those large farm animals have been categorized by rodeo sporting titles. There's the rugged bull riding event, the uncomfortable journey aboard a bareback horse, or as some like to call it, the premier event in rodeo, goes back to the pleasure side of things we call saddle bronc riding. Manitoba's Orrin Larson has become a Canadian bareback riding icon, and he does it without a day-to-day game plan.
I don't really have a strategy, just, you know, nod for 90 and kind of throw caution to the wind. I think that's kind of how you have to go at it in every event at this level.
Here at the Thomas and Mack Center at the University of Las Vegas, Nevada, a common sentiment amongst the timed event competitors is the indoor adjustment to a smaller arena floor to compete on. But for Larson, who's making his third bareback riding appearance here at the NFR, arena size is not really a factor in the riding events.
Not so much. It'll change up the horses, kind of their bucking pattern, what they're used to. They're not used to kind of shorter, smaller arenas like here, but they still buck to their fullest potential, and they still buck phenomenal.
Nonetheless, the 26-year-old Manitoban, who recently got married and moved south to the great state of Nebraska, still has a few Canadian favorite horses he'd like to draw this week here at the NFR.
It's hard to pick just one, but Virgil, I think, would be the favorite, and Tim obviously did very well on him, so I'm hoping to have him the next round, next time he comes around, but, you know, it'd be hard to say no to any of these horses here.
After four go rounds, Orrin Larson has moved up to fifth place in the world standings. He's currently seventh in the NFR average race, and last night's $15,000 paycheck brought his four-day total winnings to $50,615, and we still have six more go-rounds of action for the contestants to show us their best. Tonight is respectfully set aside to salute all those who've been touched by that dreaded disease we call cancer. Monday night at the NFR is tough enough to wear pink night. From the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.